morning. Welcome in. It's time for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka and Dr. Beth Speaks with Safe Harbor Counseling. And we welcome in Dr. Beth on the phone lines on this Monday morning. Good morning, Doctor.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm good, thank you. I love this time of year.
Yeah, we're into October now, and it's an important month as far as, you know, the show topics for today and kind of for the next several. But, yeah, this time of year, you know, I think a lot of people would count fall as one of their favorite seasons of the year. The weather kind of cools off a little bit, and the colors are beautiful, and it is a nice time. Lots of changes going on for sure. So we're focusing on Bully Awareness and Prevention Month, which is October. And where do we want to go with today's discussion?
Well, you know, what I'd like to do, you know, we started a little bit last week about like kind of what it is. And each week of the month, I'm going to talk about what some aspect of bullying. So right now I want to say bullying is real. You know, I have not been quite this direct with our listeners. It was saying I was the target of bullying. It was 10 or 12 years ago now, and it's taken me this long to be able to say it, and it's still in the past. And it became a topic of my dissertation. That's why I get to call myself doctor. But what I found out is there's so many things that people don't know. So here's some basic things. The way we are brought up, the things we're taught, you know, to treat each other, respect, take turns, give in, compromise, not insist on our own way, and help each other, that along with being told to be nice are two major problems that let bullying work. And I'll explain. The first one is that not everyone follows the rules. And not every kid or every person of equal status, adult to adult, can make someone do follow the rules. And the other thing is, being nice is not really doesn't mean competent. The original meaning means being unaware, ignorant, and stupid. And even now, it keeps it very superficial. We're supposed to be pleasing and agreeable. If we put these two qualities together, we have a recipe, an environment where bullying breeds. So we don't know how to handle it when somebody walks in and they don't follow the rules. What I've noticed is that, you know, the people who need help, the ones who are getting picked on, they call a parent or they call a teacher. If they're an adult, they call the union or a lawyer or something. And usually they tell you to resolve it yourself, stop making a big deal, or they tell the bully they're right. I actually saw a teacher one time tell a bully was trying to get some kid to do something, move chairs or something, and the teacher said, "Oh, just let get up and let her sit down." I was like, "Oh no, You just gave your power to a kid." It's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So what happens is I want people to know that there's bullies, targets, bystanders in a system. In the bullying situation, we lose our identity. We just have to be a role. And the bully doesn't play by rules. They enjoy embarrassing each other and other people. They don't care. They groom relationships with people who have more status. They suggest that they're the same and that only they understand each other. It's not good. The target plays by the rules. They do their best. They think everyone is like this. People are always surprised when I say this goes on. When they ask for help, they don't get it, and they feel blindsided when the bully gets helped. The bystanders are people who know what's going on, and they don't speak up unless they can be guaranteed protection from the bully because they don't want to get in the drama. Most importantly, too, is the fact that the fourth participant is the system. There's policies, procedures, practices that we're supposed to behave by, whether we're at school or at work or at home, out in the playground. There's things that we know we're supposed to do. As soon as the system isn't followed without a good cause, sometimes you have to make exception, but you need to know what it is and why we're doing it. Then we have a bullying situation because you let me do it once, I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to do it a lot. Every bullying situation needs intervention. So insist that policies and procedures are followed. Support the target. It's so important that we support the target, keep the power balanced, and to support the bully. We don't want people to have to live their lives thinking people only like them if they're bossing them around. Teach consequences. Have them experience a consequence for their behavior. And all of these are going to support the bystanders and witnesses. And one last thing, we need, in order to do these things, to have character, the ability to have be disapproved of, ethics, patience, and commitment.
Yes.
This is a big deal.
You mentioned supporting the bully. That's kind of an interesting one because you the goal is to keep them from doing it again somehow if there's a way that you can get through to them and try to point them hopefully in a better direction.
Right, and that's what I mean. The only way you can support the bully is to and point them in a better direction is when they do something wrong, correct them, and give them a consequence.
There are
remove them from the situation or eliminate a privilege.
There are all kinds of resources on this topic, several of them specifically about today's topic at safeharboril.com. You can listen to this show. You can listen to previous shows, other shows where we've talked about bullying going back a couple of years, too. And we've got more for you on this topic as the month progresses. That's all the time we have left on today's show. But we do this every Monday at the same time with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We will see you again next week.